Let's bring in Tim Murray, co-host of The Nightcap on VSiN Live and Sports with Bob and Brian on 1029 The Hog. Tim, how are you today?
I'm good, fellas. Always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We were just talking about the whole Deshaun Watson situation and whether or not the NFL, how far, I guess, the suspension could end up growing. Right now it's at 6 games, but it is being appealed by the league, and we'll see where that ends up going. But how are you approaching this from a betting perspective? Are you fading what's going on in Cleveland? Are you fading the Browns, or are you going to wait to see how things kind of shake up before you make any wagers?
Yeah, guys, it's a good question, and it's such a unique thing that we discuss, you know, on our show, because, you know, we try to focus solely on, you know, numbers and all of that, and not necessarily our opinions on the matter. But yeah, it seemed very light, and I think the league obviously recognized that, and I expect it to be more. The question, and I don't really have the answer yet, guys, because, you know, you think back to Tom Brady's suspension. I'm not trying to compare the two, obviously, from, you know, levels of air in a football to what Deshaun Watson has been accused of. But the reason I bring that up is he was able to kind of keep pushing it back, right? So my curiosity about this whole situation is there going to be a point, if the league does in fact go for that full year suspension, that Deshaun Watson and his team, you know, file an injunction? And is there a possibility that he could play, you know, while an appeal on his end is going on? So that's what I don't know the answer to, and that's why I would stay away. You know, it's been interesting to see different sports books across, you know, the United States, how they've been adapting to, you know, these numbers. When the news came out, it was just 6 games. You know, them to make the playoffs was basically a pick 'em, you know, -110 on both sides. But, you know, where I sit on a nightly basis at the Circa in Las Vegas, they were a little bit more bullish on fading the Browns, and maybe under the assumption, guys, that, you know, this 6-game suspension wouldn't just be 6 games. So, long-winded answer to your question, I am holding off on the Browns because, you know, if it is 6 games, which I don't think it ultimately will be, but if it sticks at 6 games, I think this is a team that could overcome it, because they do have the easiest schedule through the first 6 weeks of the season. 4 home games, only one of those 6 games are against a team with an over-under win total expected to be you know, above 500 in the Chargers. So if it's just 6 games, I think it's manageable, but I believe it will ultimately be more than 6 games.
Yeah, and the fantasy market too. Amari Cooper, I'm staying pretty far away from that guy as well. We're chatting with Tim Murray, co-host of The Nightcap on VSiN Live. I want to ask you about the NFC East, because it's so funny. You read up on what everyone else is talking about, and different interviews on this station and on a whole lot of stations. I'm sure you've been talking about, you know, what are the Eagles this year? They added A.J. Brown. Can they take the next step? Every year, everyone seems to be all in on the Cowboys, and can Dak Prescott get this team going into a deep postseason run? And all of a sudden, the Giants have become a team that a lot of people really like. The problem is they all are in the same division. They can't all go out and have outstanding seasons. So how are you handicapping the NFC East this year?
All right, so I'll preface it this way. I really don't like the handicappers like myself that go on radio hits and say, well, I got this number, it doesn't exist anymore. but that is true. I did get the Eagles way back when at around +275, you know, right after the draft. Guys, they were around 3-1 to win this division, and since then it's just been a steady stream of Eagles money coming in. And depending on where you look, they're as close to, you know, +150, you know, co-favorite type of situation. My worry is, and you know, so many different people have different handicapping methods, and this isn't the sole way I handicap, but it's certainly a big part, is fading the public. And you know, that mass opinion usually is incorrect. I'll give you an example. Last year, speaking of the NFC East, guys, you know who the biggest liability was, or the most bet-on team was? The Washington football team. Mm. And they went 7-10. I look at the Philadelphia Eagles, and I think they have so many weapons, and they've done what the Seahawks did, you know, 10 years ago when they had Russell Wilson on a third-year rookie, third-round rookie contract. Jalen Hurts is making under $1 million a year. So what they've been able to do is they've been able to spend money. As you mentioned, A.J. Brown, they go out, they trade for him. They have Devontae Smith, obviously, from last year's draft. I think an under-the-radar acquisition that they made was Zach Pascal, who had his best couple of seasons playing under Nick Sirianni when he was in Indianapolis. You know, James Bradberry is a cap casualty for the Giants. Who does he go to? The Eagles. And now he's paired up with Darius Slay, you know, has a pretty, you know, nice cornerback tandem. Hassan Reddick there at linebacker, too. So they got all the pieces. It all comes down to Jalen Hurts. Is Jalen Hurts ready to take a team to this next level? And then I think there is a level, guys, too, of a little bit of fade of the Cowboys. And maybe there's too much fading of the Cowboys, but I think we all know the trend, which is there hasn't been a back-to-back NFC East champion since 2004. Cowboys won it last year. Amari Cooper is gone, as you mentioned, now with Cleveland. You know, Cedric Wilson is now in Miami. Michael Gallup, you know, scoffed at reporters earlier this week asking if he'd be ready for week one. He's like, no. You know, he's going to be out probably 4 to 5, maybe even 6 weeks. So I think it's going to be a healthy dosing of CeeDee Lamb, and he's really talented, guys. But, you know, you're looking at Jalen Tolbert, you know, a rookie out of South Alabama who, you know, is getting a lot of steam in the rookie of the year market. But, you know, is he ready to make a big move? You know, Zeke Elliott with an aging offensive line in front of him. So it's a little bit of a fade of the Cowboys. I do like the Eagles. The problem is, guys, they've been the flavor of the past couple of months, so there's not enough intrigue there. I do think, to your final point, though, I actually think the Commanders have gotten better at the quarterback position, even though I'm not a big Carson Wentz guy. He's an upgrade over Heinicke. And the Giants, I don't think they stink. I really don't. I think week one, you know, we talked about it last night on my show about, you know, people playing in survivors. I said, beware of the Titans week one. People are going to see that crooked number, a home team against the Giants, and think the Titans are just going to roll. I'm not so sure. I think the Giants, to your guys' point, are a little bit better than maybe some people believe.
Let's move on to another loaded division. The AFC West got significantly better. It's going to be tough kind of predicting a winner, but the Raiders making big moves this offseason, signing Devontae Adams. Josh McDaniels is in as head coach and his second stint as a head coach in that division. What are you expecting, I guess, from the Raiders? We saw him last night, obviously didn't see many starters, but Josh Jacobs. But what are you expecting from them and where they might stack up in this division? And maybe out of Derek Carr specifically, 20-1 to lead the NFL in passing, his first year with McDaniels. Where are you on just them as a whole and Carr specifically?
Yeah, we, you know, because the game was going on last night, we certainly talked about them. And, you know, they're around plus 650 or so to win the AFC West. And, you know, while I certainly believe those odds are correct, I mean, I think people forget that this was a playoff team last year in the Raiders, right? They won and beat the Chargers the final week of the season, and they get in the playoffs. They lose to the Bengals in that first-round game, but they're going for it. And I think that's one thing that is quite clear is, you know, not only did they go out and get Devontae Adams, you know, they brought in Chandler Jones to pair with Max Crosby. So this is a team that is really trying to win now. You know, Zamir White, I thought, had a couple, you know, nice runs, the rookie that they got in the fourth round. I thought he was, you know, impressive. I was curious that Josh Jacobs honestly got as much run as he did. You know, kind of a clear indication to me that, you know, maybe this is a not as a foregone conclusion that he's the main guy there. Obviously, they didn't pick up his fifth-year rookie option, too. But I think the Raiders, to be honest, in a division, as you guys mentioned, is so stacked with the Broncos obviously bringing in, you know, Russell Wilson to pair up with a pretty darn good defense. The Chargers, I really like their offseason. That all being said, I think if you're looking for a long shot, I don't hate the thought of putting a little bit on the Raiders to win the division. Not saying it's my, you know, best, greatest bet ever, but I think it is something to look at because this is a darn talented football team, and, you know, they're going for it right now, clearly, with the moves that they have made. You know, the re-signing of Derek Carr, the re-signing of Darren Waller, when people thought, guys, that, you know, maybe he would be on the trade market. No, he gets an extension. You know, obviously they go out and get Devontae Adams. So this team is ready to go now. They're trying to win now. And I think, you know, they could be a surprise team. Unlikely, but at plus 650, yeah, I think it might be worth a shot For them to potentially win this division.
As a Colts fan, I hope they crash and burn, because obviously I'm not a big fan of getting left at the altar by McDaniels a few years back. Turned out well, actually, for the Indianapolis Colts, but either way, not hoping
you got
for
your
the
revenge,
best for them.
Oh, I guess you didn't. Never mind. I was going to say you got your revenge last year, but that was a game the Colts fans don't want
didn't.
To remember.
No, they definitely did not. You're just bringing up all these old wounds.
Well, I'll say this. I mentioned, you know, taking early bets, and the Colts were one. I mean, I'm all in on the Colts this year. I'm very low on the Titans, and, you know, maybe I jumped on the bandwagon. But I liked the Colts last year and certainly was burned a little bit, certainly down the stretch. But, you know, I look at the acquisition of Matt Ryan in there, obviously, and that to me is a massive upgrade. You know, one of the best offensive lines in the game. And then I'm a big believer in Alec Pierce, the kid that got out of Cincinnati. Yep. I think he's going to be a contributor right away. You're seeing some of that. You know, I don't know if rookie of the year maybe is something to look at, but, you know, you look at the defense. I'm never going to get it right. I'm probably going to call him Darius Leonard a million times. Shaquille Leonard, you know, with Quiddy Pay entering year two. Yeah, I'm a big believer in the Colts this year to definitely win the division, but could make a run, you know, in a loaded AFC.
Yeah, I've got some AFC championship futures. I've got some Super Bowl futures. Stephon Gilmore, too, added to that defense as well.
Yep.
And I think the over-under total set at 9.5, I think is incredibly low. I've hammered the overs there. A lot of overs for the Indianapolis Colts, in my estimation. But I guess I suppose I'm a little biased. So it feels good to coming from your mouth, and you totally made up for chirping me just a moment ago. So we're friends again. We're friends again here, Tim. I really appreciate taking the time to join us, pal, and good luck with all your future wagers. Hopefully we can talk again soon.
I appreciate it, fellas. Anytime you need me, just give me a holler.
All right, will do.